Hello and welcome to the Success Showcase. I'm your host, Eric Lopkin from the Modern Observer Group. And with me, as always, is Chip Janiszewski from the Happiness and Success GPS. Chip, how are you doing this week?
Doing great. How about you, Eric?
I'm doing fantastic. We're coming down the home stretch, starting to plan for the holiday season. And we're looking forward and looking back to what we've already accomplished, what we're going to be doing. And today, we thought we'd talk about what's traditionally a business technique, but it can be used in your personal life as well, to really evaluate what you're doing and what you're going to be doing. And it's called a SWOT analysis. And SWOT is S-W-O-T. It stands for strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. And it's actually a very simple analysis to do. Because what it is sitting down and listing what you feel each of those categories are for yourself, for a project, for an opportunity, you know, something you're going to be doing. You can really apply it to anything.
Yeah, and it's something that you really need to do. I mean, we've talked a lot about people just coasting day to day, going to work and so on and so forth. And it's so important to just sit back and work on your business. And the SWOT analysis is really, really the best way to do that and just list things. Because you look at the weaknesses, you look at the opportunities, you look at the threats, and those all provide things that you can work on to help make your business better, rather than just go in every day and float through what's going on. So it's a great exercise for business. Obviously, you need to do this if you're going to be getting a loan. It's a huge part of your business plan. And based upon what you come up with in your SWOT analysis, you will put together your strategic plan for your business. So really, really important thing to do, both for management purposes, financing, and it's also a good thing to do for yourself, looking in the mirror.
Right. It's a great way to evaluate parts of your life. For example, your job. If you're not happy with your job, a great way to help decide if it's time to look for a new one is to do a SWOT analysis on your job. What are the strengths of having that job, the weaknesses, what opportunities there are? It's a really great evaluation tool. So we're going to go step by step on this. And the first step is to evaluate strengths. And this is the positive. This is what is great about you, your project, your business, whatever you're doing. What is it that this provides? And it's more than just a feature list. You know, for example, if you're doing this for your business, the strength of your business is not just what it does. For example, using my company doing business coaching and consulting, a strength is the coaching that we're providing for our clients. Strength is also the flexibility we have. But this is just general. When you're dealing with strengths, you want to get as specific as possible. So when I would talk about the strengths of my business, it would be the strength of the Biznetics process, which is a proprietary process to us. You can't get that anywhere else. So that's a strength. That's something that only my company does. And that's really what you need to look at. When you're looking at what you bring to your job, if you're doing a SWOT analysis for that, you need to look at your strength as what do you bring to a situation that nobody else does.
Yes, and if you are actually finding out that the job that you have right now isn't what you want to do, that's something that you need to look at as far as where can you apply your personal strengths. On the business side, this really is a logical follow-up to what we talked about last week, which is business development strategies and putting together all of your strengths and things like that to do your 30-second commercial, marketing materials, and so on and so forth. So a lot of your strengths, if you've done that job and you already had these materials done, if you look at your website or you look at the materials that you have, they're going to be listed right in front of you as far as what your corporate strengths are. And then obviously you're going to have your personal strengths, like your experience in the business, your connections. There's a lot of other things that go into that strengths category. But a good starting point is what you already have for your materials.
All right. And you can always think of your strengths as those points that you are putting forward. You know, we always talk about putting your best foot forward. Your strengths are what you're putting forward. And you need to be very honest when you do a SWOT analysis. So if something's not really a strength, you know, there's the old cliche, everybody goes into an interview, yes, I'm a people person. Are you really good at relationships? Are you really good at dealing with people? If you're not really good at it, don't count it as one of your strengths. You have to be brutally honest when you're coming up with the items on each of these lists.
And a lot of times the generic things like, you know, people person and service oriented and so on and so forth. When I'm looking at strengths, you should be looking at something that's more unique, something that's more eye-catching, especially if you're going to be putting it in a business plan that potential investors or banks are going to be looking at.
All right. And you want to avoid corporate jargon or industry jargon. You want to make these lists as straightforward as possible. Somebody should be able to look at your strengths list and get a very good feel for who you are and what you are good at, or what your business is and what the business is good at, if that's what you're doing the analysis on.
Yeah, a good thing to put in there is some really, really good accomplishments that have happened both personally in business and for your company that really, really stand out. Not just regular generic type stuff, but really, really big accomplishments that you have, headliner things, news making, that kind of thing, can be in strengths.
Yes. Think about what you have accomplished. What have you gone through and come out on the other end triumphant? These are your strengths. These are your skills. These are items that you can accomplish over and over again, and that you bring something unique to the table. And that's really the key. It's about what you can do better than anybody else. And this is where it is not okay to be modest. You need to tout your abilities. That's what the strengths analysis is about. You have to be honest about it. You don't want to be making things up, but you also don't want to underestimate yourself. You want to show everything you can do in this area.
Yeah, that's obviously that's the fun one to do, is being working on your strengths.
Right.
So.
And of course, the second aspect of this is your weaknesses. And this is not the fun one to do, because to really do this right, you have to take an extremely critical eye to yourself, your business, your projects. Where are your weaknesses? What do you not do well?
Right. What areas do you need to improve on? What resources are you lacking? If your business has to do a lot of different things and manage projects, you're going to be good at some stuff, which is going to be in your strengths. but there's got to be other areas that you know you have to cover that you personally are weak in, and you need the resources to do that. So that could be a weakness, is a lack of a resource to cover something that you represent doing. And as a result of that, you're going to have to take an action and go out and find a strategic partner to handle that for you. That's just an example, because this weaknesses list is going to come, it's going to turn into a to-do list for you. These are the different things that you have to put down and start making SMART goals for, so that you can change those into strengths.
All right. And a great example is, what skills don't you have that are necessary to the project? For example, if you are a designer, you can be a brilliant designer. You can be able to design any project, and you're able to manage people to take care of it. You can deal with the clients. But if you're doing this for a business plan and you are terrible at math, well, math is part of running a business. You have to have somebody to do the books. You have to have someone to handle finance. If that is a weak point for you, you have to confront that. Admit that that is your weakness and develop the plan. Once you have the weakness, the idea of the weakness portion isn't simply to list. Once you list, you want to be able to come up with plans to overcome those weaknesses. So if you can't do finance, if you can't do math, hiring a bookkeeper, hiring an accountant to take care of that end of things is your plan for moving forward on that. Nobody does everything well. There's nothing to be ashamed of that. But most of us have a lot of difficulty admitting what our weaknesses are. This is not the place for that. Just as with strengths, it wasn't the place for modesty, this is not the place for embarrassment. You have to figure out what the weak points are.
Yeah, it is just a list of things that you have to work on. And some things that sometimes show up in there, you mentioned the accounting side of things. While it's important for a business owner to be able to understand financial statements, oftentimes it's smart to outsource that. HR is another one. It's really, really hard to keep in compliance with different things with employees. And yet, if you're not in compliance, chances are you're a ticking time bomb. So there's a lot of HR services out there that can cover you that way. Payroll services. There's a lot of different things that are part of day-to-day business operations that you're either good at or bad at. And a good thing to do is to take a look at your organization chart and your operations manual and maybe grade yourself. Check off, I do well doing this, I don't do very well doing that. And that will help you develop that list of weaknesses that you need to work on.
Exactly. Anything you can take a look at to give yourself some ideas is a valuable resource. We tend to sort of block out those parts of ourselves, our business, that we're not good at. And this is where you have to bring that up. And again, the purpose of this is to sort of force yourself to face those weaknesses, because those weaknesses are potential failure points. So if you don't know where they are, you can't come up with plans to overcome them. And you need those plans to move forward.
And they are costing you time and money too. I mean, I run into a lot of companies, and I'm sure you have too, that don't like to do their accounting in their books. And oftentimes what happens is they fail to invoice people for a long, long time. And then they wonder why they're having cash flow problems. And it's because that they haven't taken the time to invoice people. And it's very, very easy to get a bookkeeping service to go out and do that for you in a timely manner so that you can collect money due. That's one of the biggies. And a lot of people fail at that as far as businesses go.
That's very true. These are things you cannot simply put off. They have negative effects when you do that. So by facing that and by coming up with the plan to overcome that, you move to the next level of success, and it becomes easier and easier to become more and more successful. The third section of the SWOT analysis is opportunities. This is where you get to use your imagination. Because the opportunities section, you're not simply listing things that exist. You're listing things that can exist. What can your business accomplish? What can you do? Where can you go from here? For a business, this includes what your products are, different markets you can enter, how you can extend your product line, what your next idea can be that comes from this.
Yeah, this you're trending. That's really important to look, put that crystal ball out there and take a look at where things are going, because a lot of the problems that happen are you're successful today, but you're not looking ahead.
All right, this is about looking ahead. It's not just the opportunity in front of you. It's the opportunity in front of that and the one in front of that. It's how far you can take this.
And one of the things that you can do is start with your strengths. So if there's something that you're really, really good at and it's making you profitable and so on and so forth, part of the opportunities would be to put together a SMART goal to analyze that and see what you can do with that moving ahead. For instance, as I've done a lot of consulting work for DOT, disadvantaged business enterprises, and one of the big opportunities that they have is because they're a disadvantaged business enterprise, they are able to quote on projects that other people who are not DBEs could not quote on because 10% of all the work has to be done. So it opens up a whole new avenue. So one opportunity can be an affiliation with something that opens up new doors for you, just as an example.
Right. And when you're looking at your opportunities, your strengths are not the only thing to look at. You also should be looking at your weaknesses. For example, I work with the company that focuses on connecting people with specific medical conditions to education, to support groups, things like and events like that. Well, in doing a SWOT analysis to start with, the founders of this had to include the weakness that the person who had the idea for this has multiple sclerosis. And there are weaknesses that come with that. There are days that he cannot work because he's too weak. There are limits to what he can do. So that all goes under weaknesses. The opportunity for that, however, is that he knows the MS community better than most people because he's part of it. So where it's a physical disability and a weakness that has to be accounted for under the W for your SWOT analysis, it also provides an opportunity. Well, how can we reach this audience?
Yeah, especially I know the person you're talking about, and what you two have put together for this is just absolutely amazing. And it's just a whole lot of awareness and a lot of information and so on and so forth. And one of the nice things about a great cause like that is that it is a great cause. So you automatically have people that are going to be interested in wanting to help you out, as opposed to just furthering your own business interests. He's benefiting thousands, millions of people that have the same problem. And it's just amazing what you folks have done with that. And I'm sure it's sweating other opportunities in a lot of different areas just by doing this, which I know you've expanded it to other conditions too.
Yes, it's already been expanding. And that's something else. It's, who is your business touching? Who are you touching with what you're doing? Because there's more to something than just putting out a product, putting out a service, getting paid for it. People are affected by what you do. Whether it's a specific audience, like people with disabilities, whether it's, simply filling a need that nobody else filled before. Because you are doing this, that the opportunity tends to grow because people then will come to you as the person that solved that problem with other things that you can do and other opportunities. And that's what this section is all about, is finding those opportunities and seeing how you can grow. And that's really the key to this section, is growth. It's about how your business can grow. It's how you can grow as a person.
Yeah, it's taking a look at what you're doing right now and seeing if there are new target audiences that you can reach. Are there related products and services that you do right now that is an opportunity for your business to grow in? What are you most profitable in right now? And are you just tapping that market, or is that market huge out there? And should you refocus your efforts to do that? That's what this is all about. But obviously, the world is full of opportunities, and you and I are firm believers and preachers that there is no lack out there for those who work at this.
Right, there is always opportunity to be had. You just have to look for it. And again, that's what this part of the analysis is for. Finding those opportunities and stretching yourself to see what opportunities you might not have thought of that this can bring to you. After your opportunities, we come to the fourth section of the analysis, and this is threats. And in the threats section, there's a couple of things you need to look at. The first is what can go wrong. You need to figure out what problems there are, what can happen. The second thing you need to look at is who your competitors are, who else is doing this, and how that's going to affect you.
Yeah, the competitor side of things, obviously there's things such as pricing and saturation and so on and so forth. And you can learn a lot by keeping on top of what your so-called competitors are doing. And a lot of times what you can do is take what they are doing and turn it into an opportunity yourself.
All right. You also have to look at what your potential partners are doing. And I'll give you the best example I have of this is the bookstore Borders, which is now out of business. Back in the late 90s, they did a SWOT analysis. And they found that one of their weaknesses, a major weakness for them, was online sales. They had no expertise in doing online sales. They had, no knowledge of how to market online. And that was really big in the late 90s. So what did they do? They decided they would bring on a partner that knew about creating online stores, that was already good at it. And Borders partnered with Amazon. And Amazon essentially just took Borders business. They took all of the online sales from Borders, and Borders ended up not being able to recover from that and eventually went out of business. So you need to take a good hard look under threats. What can go wrong? How are you trying to overcome your weaknesses? What can go wrong with that? Who else can take advantage of your strengths? And who else is going to try to jump on your opportunities? When you're putting together a business plan for investors, one thing they like to see is something they refer to as a moat, which is how difficult are you making it for somebody else to get into your business? So if you're the first person doing this, they want to make sure there's a barrier to entry for the second person. It needs to be hard for someone else to get in. If it's not, that's a big threat. There's also who else is in the marketplace or who can get into the marketplace. going back to Amazon. Amazon is considered a threat for multiple businesses, even though they're not in that business now. A report came out just a few days ago that CVS, the pharmacy company, is putting together plans to produce same-day delivery for prescription drugs, and in areas, in rural areas where, they're not close by, next day delivery. And the whole reason for this is there's a rumor. We don't even know if it's true or not, but there's a rumor that Amazon is going to get into selling prescription drugs. So you need to be able to see what's going on and what potential threats are on the horizon.
Yeah, Amazon is it's almost a threat to everybody out there. It's now they're into the fresh foods markets and a whole bunch of other things too. But you're absolutely right. You have to take a look at all the different angles of your business and make sure that you have the scenarios covered, all the if-thens. And that's what this really analyzing these threats are all about.
All right, and it's also about what can happen. For example, let's say you're a retail operation and your warehouse with all of your goods are in Florida. What happens when a hurricane hits that area? Are you prepared for it? What happens if your business is completely dependent on people getting to your location, and you're in the Northeast and you're hit by a blizzard where there's 18 inches of snow and nobody can get to you? Can you weather the storm? Literally. You have to be able to figure out what is a threat, not just overall, but seasonally, partially. What threats are going to come about that are going to cause you problems in your operations? If you're an online business, what happens if internet access goes down? What happens if your server crashes? These are the types of things you need to look at. So,
Yeah, and
threat.
by addressing them, you come up with a plan to make sure that whatever happens as a result of that is as little as possible as far as damaging your business.
All right, this is about putting together contingency plans. What happens if these threats materialize? And the more you're prepared for them, the easier they are to deal with, and the less impact they actually have. So we're actually coming up on the end of our time. Chip, what do you think is the big takeaway that our listeners should have from this?
The SWOT analysis, again, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, threats, is a simple tool that you can use very, very powerfully, not only for your business, but for your life. So it's really, really important to step outside the box and work on both your business and yourself.
Absolutely. Something else I want our listeners to take away from is the key to a SWOT analysis is that the whole is greater than the sum of its parts. Each list that you're putting together is important. It's what you learn from the combination of lists that really propels you to success. So you need to go through the entire analysis and be brutally honest. You've been listening to the Success Showcase. You can catch us every week at blogtalkradio.com/successshowcase, or you can catch us on the iTunes Store, the Apple Podcasts app, or anywhere podcasts are found. Remember, make this your best week ever, and make next week even better. See you then.